Good morning. So, here I am, and I wanted to share something very powerful with you today as a part of God's amazing body of Christ. And that is why I entitled this podcast, Are You Done Being Healed Yet? Are you done being healed yet? That's kind of like the tone that goes with it, because I feel like God has really been pressing in a couple different areas, and it's all coming together in one little place. And that is, get what you need, get your healing, get your deliverance, get your infilling, get your impartations, okay? Get all you can get. But don't just sit there and can all you got, okay? That's like something I feel like we kind of are good on the front end. You know, we're all about getting what we need, getting what we can. We go to encounters. We go to conferences. We go to church services. We go to house fires and meetings. We spend time fellowshipping one-on-one as the body of Christ, encouraging one another, prophesying over one another. Worshiping the Lord, the amazing worship music, you know, and we lay on the floor and we receive and we get delivered and healed and we bask in the presence of the Lord. Amazing. Well done. Good and faithful servant. Part one. Because what about part two? Faithful servant. What are you doing with what you got? What are you doing with it? And I feel like we all need a little kick in the can with when it comes to this. What are you doing with what you've gotten? What are you doing with everything that the Lord has given unto you? And that's why, with a focus today, with a spotlight on specific individuals that the Lord has put in our lives, I feel like one right now that's being highlighted to me personally, into our ministry as a whole, is the LGBT community. We can't get away from it, guys, and there's a reason for it. Don't run from it. You know, if you're being bombarded by something, don't be frustrated and run. There's a reason why God is allowing you to be bombarded. You know, think of it like this. You're put in a situation where God has you, if you're in His will. He's lifted His hand, whatever you want to consider it, however you want to look at that. But God is allowing you and I to experience the need that's going on right now in our society. And that is it. Don't run from it. Don't hide from it. Don't get frustrated by it and say, everywhere I turn, this is all I see on social media, in the workplace, on television, in movies, in the theaters, even Disney, whatever. You know what? There's a reason for that, because God's like, I still haven't gotten this through to you. This is where my heart is. This is where I need you to start interceding, taking everything that I've given you and start using it. This is plan B, not plan B. This is part B. So part A is you go to all of those meetings, you get what you need. You get it, girl. You spend that time in the closet, guy, getting consecrated and set apart. You've been anointed. God has chosen you. He has anointed you with very powerful prophetic people. And the Lord Jesus Himself, if He's called you, if He's given you gifts, it's through the Holy Spirit. If He's called you into an office, okay, right? That's 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians, I can't remember right now, the gifts of the Holy Spirit. But if you are called into an office, then it's through the Lord Jesus Himself encountering you. We can see that in Ephesians, right? You've got the difference between the gifts and the offices. Okay, I'm not getting off on that. But we need to know, whatever it is that you have been given in that anointed phase of your life, you've been anointed, then you go into that next phase of consecration, where you are alone with the Lord, getting to know Him intimacy, impartation, deliverance, one-on-one with Him, and then corporately with your friends in the body of Christ, your family, okay? Get it all out. Cry all you want, laugh all you want, scream all you want, dance all you want, get it done, let it go. Let it happen to you, however long that takes. That may take a month, that may take a year, that may take 4 years. But I'm going to tell you something. That's going to dry up. That's going to dry up. And when that river starts to get a little trickled, don't get sad and depressed and wonder, Lord, have you left me? Have I backslidden? Where is your voice? Where are you, Lord? Where's your presence? Where's your voice? It's because He has provided everything that you need through that stream. And now He's asking that you go get up off your fanny, take all the things that He's given you, pack them all up, and get moving, because the cloud in your particular life has moved on. He has given you an individualized journey plan, okay? And so once that starts to trickle up, like we saw with Elisha, then it's time for you to move on and figure out, where is your presence now? Where is your will for my life now? Where is the fire now? Because He leads you out of that place of consecration into that place of power and demonstration. Now, we still need to go back and get more each and every day or every week or every hour, whatever it is you need. You need to go back into the closet and fill back up again. You need to go into your corporate meetings, into your conferences, into your encounters, fill up, worship Him, hear His word, and see a demonstration of His power in those meetings. Receive, get delivered. Maybe you picked something up along the way you need delivered of again. Maybe you're starting to feel and see again without His eyes and hear without His ears. And you say, Lord, just fill me up. Open my eyes to see. I ask once again today, Lord, for a fresh spirit of revelation and wisdom in the knowledge of Your will for my life today. And get with Him and get drunk, get blown out, whatever you need to do. But come out from that place and go out into the world, into the hidden places, into the darkest places, because that's where the greatest treasure is found. I'm telling you, I am asking you today to ask yourself, what have I done with what God has given me? Am I just about getting more for myself and just continuously wanting that? Because I'm going to promise you this. It's going to dry up and you're going to wonder what's going on. And when that dries up, you're going to just say, well, that's because I need to bask in His presence more. It's because I need to worship more and be alone with the Lord more in the closet. And then you get in there and you're like, what's going on? This isn't like it was before. I'm not feeling it anymore. I'm not feeling and seeing and hearing anymore. What's going on? It's because God's like, no. It's not that I don't want to come with you and visit you individually again. It's because I want you to go out now. I want you to pour out. You're already overflowing. You know, I want you to go pour out now so that you can empty yourself out so that I can pour back in next time when you come back to meet with me one-on-one. Guys, we need to get out there. We need to get out there. We need to focus on those that God has given us. If it's the LGBT community right now that God is knocking you upside your head with, left and right, everywhere you turn, that's because He's calling you to intercede for that community. And it may be another community. It may be something else. It may be those that are caught in adulterous relationships. It may be those that are caught up in pornography. I mean, I can honestly say I don't have that on my radar. I don't have pornography on my radar. I don't know. It's just not there. But it may be on your radar. Why is that? Why are you getting knocked everywhere you go with the same stuff? And you're like so tired of the world around you. Well, that's because God is saying, I'm stirring you up. I'm frustrating you for this community. This is my heart right now. And I want you, just like when you were there, somebody came in and witnessed to you. Or when I encountered you there in that place because someone was praying for you. He wants us now to walk out and do the same. And I promise you, if you're dying and waiting to see, just like all of us, we're waiting to hear his voice. We want to be a living sacrifice in our daily walk, and we want to see the power of God. We want to hear his voice, right? We're like, I just want to hear his voice and see his power. How are you going to hear his voice and see his power if all you're doing is sitting in the closet? What are you waiting for? An orb to appear? Is that what you're waiting for? Is that what you think his power is all about? Oh, we were at this meeting and orbs appeared. We saw the power of God. That's not the power of God. That's supernatural. That is only the way to get the power of God accomplished. He's showing you that he has angels around you, and it's not just for you to enjoy. You are already there. You are already on your way. Now he's saying, look, you have all these tools. You can prophesy at the meetings. Good for you. What are you doing with that? What are you doing with that sword? What are you doing with that gift? Are you just using it on all your other fellow friends that are already prophesying? Okay, you prophesy first over me, then I'm going to prophesy over you. Okay, let's do it again. You prophesy over me, and then I'm going to prophesy over you. Yay, let's do it again. No. He's showing you in these corporate meetings, in these private places where you can practice the gifts of the Spirit on all of your friends who are also operating in that same level. He's saying, okay, now that you've practiced with these tools that I've given you, you can see in the spirit realm. Good for you. You saw angels standing up at the altar. Oh, awesome. You heard the voice of the Lord while we were gathering. You heard angels singing. Good for you. You were able to prophesy into someone's life with such accuracy. Oh my gosh, good for you. You feel tingling in your hands, and you laid your hands on your friend over here sitting next to you at the meeting, and you saw their ears open. Yay, good for you. Okay, great. Now, time to go out into that deepest, darkest place in the world where they are not going to welcome you. They're not going to appreciate you. They're not going to pat you on the back, and they're not going to say, oh, yeah. Okay, now it's my turn. Let me do it to you now. Let me lay hands on you. Let me prophesy over you now. Let me tell you what I saw and heard over your life now. That's where he wants you. He wants you out there. So if you're not getting out there and using these gifts, guess what, guys? It's kind of like you don't use them, you lose them. You don't use them, you lose them. Let us not be a people that doesn't use our gifts and loses our gifts, because the Holy Spirit gives as he wills. Does that mean he can take away? Yeah, okay, you may never lose the anointing of on your life. Just like we see in 1 Samuel with Saul. Saul was given as a perfect example. David comes up right underneath them, because Saul abused the gifts. He had disobeyed the Lord, offered sacrifices when he had no business doing that. God said, you know, he was testing him. He was saying, can I trust you? You've been given this amount of authority over here, and I've clearly set a boundary. Are you going to step over that boundary? You know, and that, he never lost his anointed. He never lost his anointing. Because we see later on how David had an opportunity to kill him, and he said, how dare I touch God's anointed? Because he was anointed by the Lord. Yes, you can be anointed by the Lord, and you can be possessed by the devil. We see it clearly in Scripture. So just because you got anointed in the front end doesn't mean you're done. And you can be given places of authority. You can be given keys. You can be given gifts. You can be given opportunities. But if you waste them, they will be taken from you. You can be an anointed sinner. You can be an anointed, possessed demoniac. Because you're not using what God has given you, and he's removed your candlestick, and you no longer have that place of authority. Don't do it. Don't fall into that trap. Let's not sit on our can all we can get all we can, all we can, and get all we can. How's it go? Let's not sit on our can all we get. Is that how that goes? We don't want to be those people. We do not want to be those people, guys. So, I'm just speaking a word of encouragement, believe it or not. Not chastising you, no condemnation. I've been there, I've done that. I want you to know, if you're feeling it, it's because it's time for you to get your bags packed. Not your baggage, but your bags, your tool belt. Let's put it that way. Put on your tool belt You got all your tools. You got your inner healing tool. You got your prophecy tool. You got your demonic warfare lessons. You're ready to kick some butt. You know the word of God. You can decree a thing and you can see it established. You got all your tool belt all ready to go. You've got the love. You've got the joy. You've got the peace. Now, go forth and use your tools out there in the dark world that needs you, in the schools, in the hospitals, in the medical community that's starting to allow Reiki healings to come in. Get in there, in the schools that's saying, we're going to teach this LGBT curriculum to our kids and say, it's okay to be this way. Get in those places, in our government that's saying, it's okay, we're going to establish laws that you can't come against these people because we can't change them, we're going to accept them. Into the psychological community that's saying, when I have a patient come in and they're having multiple personalities, I'm going to say it's okay instead of understanding what you're dealing with. We need to infiltrate these areas. We need to infiltrate the government, the education. We need to infiltrate the medical community and the arts and entertainment and not celebrate it, but show examples of people that were once in this lifestyle, but were delivered out of it. That's what we want showcased and highlighted for our youth, for our babies, for our youth, for our teenagers, for our hurting 20-somethings and 30-somethings and for our bleeding 40s and 50s and for our elderly community. We want them to see what it is God has for them because we're the ones that are at the helm. We're the ones that are on the board. We're the ones that are on the leadership team committees in the world out there, guys. Don't hide from it. You've been given gifts. Now go use them. You've been given tools. Your tool belt is full. Let me tell you, if you're feeling weighted down, you're feeling some heaviness, sometimes that's not the spirit of heaviness coming on you. Sometimes that's just your good old tool belt saying, get up and get out. Come on, get up and get out, because I'm going to start taking your tools away from you. And that anointing is not going to be worth diddly squat out there in the world. In fact, it might actually work against you, because now you got a target on your back and the enemy's coming after your anointing. You got the spirit of Python and the spirit of Leviathan and the spirit of Jezebel and the spirit of Delilah all coming against you. Well, good for you. I'm glad you can identify the spirits, but what are you doing about them? I'm sorry, guys. I love you, but I want to kick your butts. I want to get your cans up off the carpets, from underneath the blankets. You know, get out from the worship music, get out from the teachings, continue to get back in there. I'm not saying you don't need it. We need filled up. But if you're not pouring out, there's nothing else to fill up. You're just overflowing. You're just an overflowing river sitting, moving, going nowhere. What is that called? That's called a spring. You're a spring. Are you a spring or are you a river? You got this bubbling up, bubbling up, bubbling up. It's hot. It's warm. It's good. It's awesome. Everybody wants to come in my hot tub. But if you're just bubbling up, bubbling up, bubbling up, you're not going anywhere. You need to become that river of life that needs to go into those dark, dry places. Get out there. Get going. God has anointed you. So in Jesus' name, I pray, Father, that you would just blow them out with the wind of your spirit. Carry them out through the gushing waters of your river. Out where it is, Lord, that you have desired for them to go. And I promise you guys, you will receive the greatest treasure that you will. It'll blow your mind. You think you've seen something? You think you've seen something? You haven't seen anything yet. You think you've seen God's power move. You think you felt his presence. You think you've seen miracles and you've been happy and had the joy in your life? You ain't seen nothing yet. I promise you, you get out there and you flow where you're supposed to flow. You blow where you're supposed to go. God is going to blow and flow through you. And I just bless you. And I'm excited for what he's going to do in your life in Jesus' name. Now get out there.